Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 5th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony announced the WF-1000XM3 noise-canceling wireless earbuds. The buds use four microphones for active noise cancellation, with each bud connecting to the source audio over Bluetooth 5, rather than having one bud connect and then relay the signal to the other. Each earbud has a touch panel on it to control various functions, includes NFC for pairing, and has a quick attention mode to let in ambient noise without removing the earbuds. Battery life is rated at 6 hours with noise canceling enabled, 8 hours without, and includes a charging case that offers up to 24 hours of noise canceling use power. The WM1000XM3 costs $230. Pre-orders are open now, with shipping expected sometime in August. Google suspended Trends Alert notifications in New Zealand after it published the name of a murder suspect in violation of a court order. The incident occurred in December 2018 when the name was sent in a subject line of an email to anyone subscribed to the What's Trending in New Zealand alerts. The European Union voted against a European Commission proposal to establish a Wi-Fi-based standard for connected cars. The Wi-Fi standard was backed by Volkswagen, Renault, Toyota, and NXP Semiconductor and voted on by the European Commission back in April. The vote by the EU member states opens the door for a 5G connected car standard backed by BMW, Daimler, Ford, Intel, Huawei, and Qualcomm. The 5G standard would allow both cars and devices in an environment to interact with a broader range of potential application support. The European Commission backed the Wi-Fi standard in part because it could be implemented immediately to help road safety. In May, Amazon became the lead investor and minority owner in the food delivery startup Deliveroo. Now, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority issued a preliminary order forbidding any integration between the two companies following an investigation into breaches of competition rules. In the order, the CMA stated it has grounds to believe the companies were planning to merge and have, quote, ceased to be distinct. Until further investigation and a decision by the CMA, Deliveroo and Amazon are required to maintain the same level of service in the UK and are prevented from making any changes in big contracts or senior management without express approval of the regulator. A report from CSIS Security Group claims that more than 10 million people downloaded the Updates for Samsung app. The app claims to offer OS updates for Samsung devices, but instead links to an ad farm, which includes the option to pay an annual $34.99 subscription to access firmware downloads. The site does generously offer a free download tier, but caps speeds at 56 kilobits per second, which often causes the downloads to time out. The app asks for credit card information rather than using the Google Play subscription services. It appears the firmware updates are not malicious and are in fact genuine firmware, but the app has no authorization from Samsung to distribute it. All official Samsung firmware updates are distributed to devices for free through device settings, just kind of a PSA. Samsung announced an operating profit of 6.5 trillion Korean won in Q2, that's roughly 5.5 billion US dollars, beating analyst estimates of 6 trillion won, but down 56% on the year. The decline in profit is largely attributed to weakness in demand and price for DRAM and NAND memory due to excess supply on the market. Samsung's Q2 earnings in full are due later in July. Microsoft announced it will start rolling out a redesign to the Outlook webmail client to all users by the end of July, after testing it with opt-in users over the last 8 months. The new Outlook offers improved search and categories, which adds distinctive tags to email notifications. Multiple categories per email are supported, and users can search within specific categories. The redesign also includes a dark mode, as well as the ability to snooze unread messages to appear later. Microsoft Tasks will now sync with the To-Do app as well. Outlook Calendar is now getting an overview of upcoming events in the month view, and will let users choose between Skype and Microsoft Teams when creating online meeting invites. And finally, Microsoft's SwiftKey keyboard is rolling out a new feature called Puppets, which uses artificial intelligence to replicate facial movements in a 3D animated character, similar to Apple's Animoji. At launch, users can record 30 seconds of video and choose between a panda, cat, dinosaur, owl, or dog to animate it. Puppets are currently an Android-only feature. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.